Hi, everybody. Shell and George.
Hi, everybody.
We're coming to you from Tony Roma's, as recommended by Cindy Clare.
Yep.
We've been here before.
Mm-hmm. So far,
so good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
We weren't sure where we wanted to go. And she said, oh, go to Tony Roma's.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we are for our anniversary dinner.
Yeah, this is the out part.
Yes.
I usually like to take Michelle out for a dinner because it's just, well, I like to for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Makes it special. Just like I like to prepare as much as I can an extra special dinner for George at home. So that's what we've done. So we've each decided to get the 10 ounce New York steak,
which is far too much steak to be healthy about, for sure.
But hey,
it is a special occasion.
Mm-hmm. And I got with my two sides the steamed broccoli and the potato.
How are the steaks tasting today?
Very good.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm. George, what did you get?
Oh, I got the New York steak as well, but the sides. I got the broccoli as well.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I got fries.
Yep.
I don't know. I haven't outgrown them yet.
I don't think fries can ever really, truly be outgrown. Every once in a while, I do like a fry. But yeah, we've had a beautiful day. It's, I'm sure, like I said, 26 above day. Not totally sure, but we were both sweating.
Mm-hmm.
For drinks, actually.
I got me a beer.
Yep, I got me a wine. Jackson Trix, Chardonnay. So, just having a rip-roaring good time, and then we get back home in time for George to go to rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Beautiful steaks.
Mm.
The beef potatoes good. The bacon bits here. I know a real bacon. Usually I wouldn't get bacon from a baked potato. But because they're real bacon, I get them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of places that have the other. I don't even know what the other's made of. Probably don't want to know.
Yeah.
Just if it ain't real bacon, it ain't real bacon.
Exactly.
Mmm.
Mmm. In quotation, the same thing, and going, about the same thing, and that's the steamed broccoli.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm. Very good.
Except mine was really peppery.
Ooh. Somebody got a bit heavy-handed.
A little heavy-handed, but it all got stuck in the florets.
If it's going to be stuck somewhere, that's where it will.
Oh yeah. Well, they're like, kind of, almost, they behave like a mesh. Kind of catches it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh. We're going to pay in the pocketbook for this, but that's...
Mm-hmm. But...
You can't put a price on happiness in marriage these days, because
mm-mm.
It happens to so few, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we celebrate. And I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be about all these things.
No.
But... We're able.
Yep.
We've planned for it. And Lord
willing,
we're
able
to do it.
Speaking of pepper, I just got a peppery bit of my steak and caught in my throat. But I got reflective yesterday because of people that we know that for whatever reasons it be it financial or otherwise. They weren't able to live together or marry. I just got to be so thankful that we got you.
Yes. Having said that, there's our struggles, there's our, we've got our problems, still have them.
Mm-hmm. And really, who doesn't?
Yeah. Are we on the same team when it's all done? Absolutely.
You betcha.
Do we often end up on the same page?
No.
No? It comes around to worst case scenario point of agree to disagree.
Yep. And that's okay. You know?
There are workable differences.
Exactly. You know, and like any marriage, I think I can safely say that we thought about splitting off a few times.
Yep.
But I'm glad we didn't.
Yep. Me too. Very much.
The Lord just really worked us together and bound us together with love.
And then he put people in our path where they could help us to see and to get out of our own thoughts that were destructive and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking now, our good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Friends and good counselors that,
yes.
And I know one of them is a friend. And, for both of us, we each have our own.
Mm-hmm.
Just beautiful. Both the relationships between each other, our friends, and the atmosphere here. I'm just so thankful for so much.
Yes. And 80s music. We had Bananarama a while ago. This is now Rod Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And both from the same year, 1984.
My trivia master here.
Mm. It's my mind. I was built that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to check my time for sure.
If you're anything like me, it's one little under 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Oh boy, that was interesting. Apologize on there. I've tipped it down so the microphone probably rubbed against my pant leg. Because I wanted it upright, I could hear the. Anyway, Audio Boo is notorious for switching sound over to the earpiece speaker. Makes it tough to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
I've probably said it before. But anyway. So, we'll have memories of this now.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get this uploaded. Well, it's even recorded on our phone now, but it's something to look back on.
Yes. And it used to be that I didn't care about, you know, making memories. I'd take pictures, sometimes not go back to them. But now, making memories, and if I have to record them, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
And this is our anniversary dinner, 2014, coming at you. May your journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.